From KQED News, I'm Penny Nelson. The San Francisco District Attorney will not file criminal charges against the two officers involved in one of the city's most high-profile police shootings in the past 2 years. Amilcar Perez Lopez was fatally shot in February of 2015 by Officer Eric Riboli and Officer Craig Tiffey following their response to dispatch calls of a chase between two men, one with a knife. This afternoon, details from the investigation and the report on the shooting were released. KQED's Alex Emsley has been on the story from the beginning, and he joins us now. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
So on what basis did they come to the conclusion that there were no grounds for charges?
It's not necessarily that there's no grounds for charges, but specifically, the district attorney found that there's insufficient evidence to charge this case. This case is one where the question is still sort of there, but the DA doesn't feel like he can convince a jury, so he's not going to bring it to that phase.
One of the most confusing parts of this is that the medical examiner states that Perez Lopez was shot in the back, and yet the officer's statements conflict with that accounting of events. So how does the DA's office reconcile that?
The fact that Amilcar Perez Lopez was shot six times from behind has been a great source of, I think, concern and just has really elevated this case. And the officer's statements that were repeated by the police department around the time of this shooting were that Amilcar Perez Lopez was charging at one of the officers with a knife when that officer fired his gun. So the two things are somewhat irreconcilable. The district attorney's investigation relies on analysis from an external use of force expert, and they've actually created like a 3D rendition of this theory, which is basically that as the officer was determining to shoot, Amilcar Perez Lopez started to turn, and by the time the bullets actually started to hit him, they were hitting him as he was turning and then in the back. We're talking about just fractions of a second here, and officers' perception of actions versus their reaction time. That said, those kinds of questions often would go to an independent trier of fact, i.e. a jury, to be able to weigh these different sort of perceptions and to see what's right and what's not. The district attorney has said, though, that if he doesn't believe that there was a crime committed, then it's unethical for him to take it to that next step.
So this investigation went on for over 2 years. Why did it take so long? Why would it take 2 years to investigate and report on this?
The district attorney has called out the police department's initial investigation of this homicide scene. The fact that the district attorney's office was not notified quickly enough to get on the scene, so they had to reconstruct a lot of that initial investigation. There's also a ton of witnesses to this who saw, heard, perceived different things about this shooting.
And do you think this is the end of potential legal action around the case?
It's the end. I guess I can never say never, but the potential for any kind of a criminal action in this case is very small at this point. But there is a civil action that is pending on behalf of Amilcar Perez Lopez's family. That civil lawsuit, it's in the federal court, has been stalled due to the fact that there was no decision in the criminal side of things. The officers can basically plead the fifth if they still have a chance to be criminally charged. Now that that's gone, I expect that that case will start moving pretty quickly, and we could see it if it goes to trial. That could happen within about a year.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you.
Alex Emsley is a criminal justice reporter with KQED News. I'm Penny Nelson.